It's an All-American Weekend, a very special edition of Sweet Home PCB, talking about 4th of July events and some things you'll probably be talking about around your cookout. It all starts right now. Lots of events happening for the July 4th weekend around the Panhandle. First, I want to let you know I'll be live on Beach 95.1 Saturday and Sunday for Red, White, and Boom at the Powder Room Shooting Range and Training Center. The Spice is Right food truck will be there. Crime Stoppers will be there giving away free gun locks. And the Powder Room has giveaways to those registered. And I have the final giveaway on Sunday. You can go to Beach 95.1's Facebook page for the details and the times and when I'll be over there. And remember, you can find them on Facebook at Beach 951. We've got early fireworks and celebrations to talk about. First off, Thursday evening, the 29th, is when Naval Support Activity Panama City will have their Independence Day bash with fireworks at the MWR Marina at 9 o'clock. The 325th Force Support Squadron at Tyndall Air Force Base has their Freedom Fest on Friday, June 30th at Beacon Beach Marina with fireworks also starting around 9 p.m. Activities throughout the day. And all over the Panhandle, we've got some more stuff just for you, including on Sunday, July 2nd. Light up the bay at Papa Joe's, bring your lawn chair, enjoy food trucks, live music, and fireworks over the bay. Parking is limited. Keep in mind, no coolers or outside food is allowed. Also on Sunday, visit Holmes County. Invites you to celebrate early with fireworks at the Bonifay Recreation Field starting at 9 p.m. Monday the 3rd, a huge day for even more fireworks and maybe some birthday cake for somebody. Not naming name. Freedom Rocks at Treasure Island Marina. Fireworks starts at 8:45. Free parking available at Captain Anderson's Marina, Treasure Island Marina, and Pirates Cove Marina. Also on that Monday night, we have Boardwalk Beach Resort Hotel and Convention Center on South Thomas Drive for their annual Light Up the Gulf fireworks. Starting around 8:30, they'll have live music contests, activities before that. Destin Commons will have their Star Spangled Food Truck Festival and fireworks show on Monday from 5:30 to 9:30, and the Apalachicola Waterfront July 3rd celebration starts off at noon at Riverfront Park with fireworks at 9. And now, the big event for July 4th. Lynn Haven starts off the morning with the 4th of July parade around 9:30, also fireworks that evening. Destination Panama City has their huge downtown celebration with live music starting at noon, fireworks at 9, and it's a real fun 4th in Panama City Beach with the 4th of July firework fired off at both Russellfield City Pier and the M.B. Miller County Pier starting at 9 o'clock. Mexico Beach can't be left behind. They have the best blast on the beach beginning at 8:30. Can be seen throughout the town. Main Street Crestview hosts their July 4th party in the park starting at 5, fireworks at 9. Seaside has their live music all day on the 4th, fireworks on the Gulf beginning at 8:30 p.m. Alice Beach Amphitheater has their July 4th concert starting at 6, fireworks following at night. In Freeport, their 4th of July fireworks event with food trucks, live music, and fireworks after dark. And if you're missing any of these, they'll be on our Facebook page at Sweet Home PCB. Here are a few things you might be talking about at your cookout. Move over lie detectors. There's a new way to tell if someone is fibbing. It's all based on your body temperature. According to researchers, when we fib, our nose and those little muscles by our eyes start feeling the heat, giving us a good old Pinocchio effect, which is an increase in the temperature around the nose and the orbital muscle in the inner corner of your eye. Thermography is a new emotional thermometer revealing your emotional intimate connections between your minds and bodies. Oh, Lord. It can detect everything from emotions and empathetic suffering to body fat patterns and even aid in the diagnosis of various medical conditions. So next time you try to hide your true feelings, remember that thermography has its own infrared eyes on you, but still not as close as my wife has on me when I'm doing this podcast. It appears the definition of first world problem has something something new is called menu anxiety. A new survey shows that 3 in 10 Americans suffer from the crippling condition, which leaves them stunned at some point after sitting down at a restaurant, grabbing a look at that menu, going, oh no, what am I going to do? The number of people affected by that jumps to more than 40% of respondents in the younger Gen Z and millennial camps. Of course, us and Gen X and the baby boomers. Body boomers. Lord, I can tell I'm thinking about cookouts and not this podcast right now. Only 15% of them had any sort of menu anxiety. Of course, the only menu anxiety I have is, having to pay the bill at the end of it. And finally, what a way to go to your final resting place. A man in Eubank, Kentucky, who passed away recently, received an obituary like none other, penned by his son. It was a witty yet heartfelt tribute that shed a light on the man's legendary beer drinking and insatiable love for fried food to his charm with the ladies and unwavering devotion to Mustangs. Jamie, a divorcee, father, grandfather, and proud owner of a few lots in a trailer park, has had enough and up and died on us on June 13th in order to avoid another presidential stolen election mishap in the near future, according to the obituary. It goes on saying, we don't know if he was married, but he was definitely a ladies' man. There was Kathy, Mary Lou, Tammy, Deborah, Carrie, Tina, etc., etc. It's the bones. Yep, it was the bones that attracted all them women, according to his son, who pointed out his skinny, pasty white legs. Women love a good shin. The obituary was a roller coaster ride of memories, and to cap it all off, the son playfully noted that his dad would only be moderately missed. Now, that's one way to make an exit that won't soon be forgotten. I won't promise you that I will do the same thing. I'm going to get out a very brief edition of Sweet Home PCB for you because we got so much going on with 4th of July, and we've got to get to it, folks. Have yourself a great one. Get all your stuff early. Don't forget to watch the beach flags, and keep it right here for more great information about what's going on, all about the Panhandle here on Sweet Home PCB. Brought to you by yours truly, Henry Brigman, Keller Williams Success Realty, produced by Beach 95.1, and we'll be back with you real soon. This is a very patriotic Sweet Home PCB.